Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go back to our guest brought to you by Rufus Teague Barbecue here from the TicketSolutions.com studio and table. We have Jerome Bettis joining us. Jerome, great to have you by. I see you've got the whole crew with you today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, they keep me on task, right? Knowing where I need to be, because if they weren't with me, I would be all over the place. I'll tell you that.
He's so formal. He called you Mr. Jerome Bettis, practically. Your bus, right?
No, you can call me JB, Jerome, Bussy, whatever you want to call me.
How's it been? This feels like a reunion. I see you walk around and you shake hands with like 700 people. This feels like every year you get to just do like a family reunion.
You know what? It's a great time. I mean, this is a culmination of a long season. This is the opportunity where we all come around and get a chance to celebrate the game and talk to other guys, get a chance to really give our ideas of what the game looks like, where the game is headed. So this is a great time for a guy like me that's, old and washed up. This is an opportunity to stay involved.
When's the last time you tried to run a football?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you that. I had to do a commercial for a company, and they had me playing flag football, and I actually had to run a little bit, which was surprising to me because I didn't think that was in the plans, but it worked out, so I had a good time.
We're obviously from Kansas City. Well, let's just start with the Chiefs and what you see, Jerome, from this offense to get to this point in time. What do you enjoy the most when you watch them?
You know what? I enjoy the running game. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the running game. So to watch them get after it, run the football, I mean, the 49ers, they find a way to get it done running the football. Kansas City, conversely, they run the football in a different way. They run the football when you force them to run the football. It's like they can run it, but they much rather throw it because their threats are in the passing game. So to watch, I'm still a fan of the running game. So I want to watch them both run the football.
Would you have been frustrated being in the Chiefs office and be like, look, Jerome, we got it for you like nine times.
Yeah,
but we got things to do.
That'd be tough. You know what? And I'm rooting for Andy to win. But I know that I would not have fit in the offense because I'd be like, Andy, what's up, man? Come on, third and one, really? Really, we're throwing on third and
It'd
one.
It'd be play
right?
action, too. They
right.
just like, tease
like,
you
Come
with
on,
it.
Don't do me like that. I might snatch the ball from Patrick one time. Like, give me the – they'd be like, no, it was a pass. Hey, we got the first down.
I right? got this. We're good.
I got it. So, yeah, that would be a little frustrating not to run it the way that I know we probably would be able to. So, but you know what? Everybody finds a different way to win, and I think what it boils down to is can the offensive line for Kansas City hold up against that defensive line of San Francisco? But also, can the offensive line of San Francisco run the ball, pound the ball against that Kansas City defensive line? So I think that the storyline really is both offensive lines. Which offensive line is going to be the better of the two? Because the best offensive line is going to tell you who wins the game.
I know obviously you've got your ring on, right?
Yeah, look at that thing. Yeah.
Oof.
Got it.
Well, that looks sharp.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey.
How often do you wear it? I mean, do you wear it everywhere or not?
No, I only wear it two times. This time of the year, or when, somebody requests me to wear it. But outside of that, I don't wear it. I mean, I know I'm a champion, right? That's what it was all about, me understanding internally that I was able to win a championship.
You've been around the league a long time. Every single person we talk to about Andy Reid seemingly is openly pulling for him as a coach. What is your experience? But I know, obviously, you haven't been around Reid a ton, but what was your experience around being around him as a coach or what people talk about playing with him and all of the situation you've had over the years?
You know what? I'm really good friends with Donovan McNabb, and Donovan used to always talk about Coach Reed and what he would do. And so I just became a fan of his. And you know, through watching, you know, what he was able to do offensively, right? He was so creative offensively. I always saw him as a guy that was on the cusp of doing some great things. And unfortunately, they didn't win the one other opportunity he had in the Super Bowl. So now, you know, I'm rooting for him to get it done, because, you know, he's one of those last of the great coaches, the old school coaches that sure hasn't won one, right? So I think he needs to win one.
Jerome Bettis, the bus, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. When you look at the rushing attack for San Francisco, the zone rushing scheme, but also their fullback, Kyle Juszczyk, it's kind of an old school pro. You don't see that very often.
You don't see that. And the fullback position has kind of gone by the wayside because of all the passing and the formations that people want to get to. But when you find a really good fullback, he puts pressure on defenses, because that position, invariably, the inside linebacker is going to have to defend him, and usually it's a mismatch because of the athleticism. So, you know, they do a great job of exploiting that. They'll move him out wide and force a linebacker on him, and he's going to take advantage of him every time. So they utilize their matchups very, very well. And then he's also a really good blocker as well, and that helps with the running game. So they're able to be multifaceted because he's in the game.
I know that they got the better of him, but, man, you're walking around, I'm like, boy, you would have been not fun to bring down in your playing days. But I saw Derrick Henry earlier.
Oh,
that seems unfair to be both that fast and that big.
He's a monster, I tell you. I'm going to tell you what. When you look at his size and his speed, you say to yourself, boy, it's going to be hard having to tackle him. And there's going to be a lot of guys that make the business decision that I'm going real low, right? But when you see him, you say, I understand, because he's that physically imposing of a running back. And it shows you that if you can get a star running back, you can still run the football like days of old and pound people into submission. And I think San Francisco, they're showing people that as well. You can run the football and your quarterback doesn't have to throw it. And, you know, that's kind of like people are saying, what? Wait a minute. He threw for eight times. Well, think about it. In years past, you know, you go back 15, 20 years ago, it was always a thing. If your quarterback threw it right around 20, 22 times, you were going to win the game. If your quarterback had to throw it 40 times, you said, oh, you're going to lose. Absolutely. But it's a different day and age now where they're throwing it around all the time, but it's also creating more risk for an offense. So if I can run the football and my quarterback doesn't have to get back there and possibly get hurt or anything, and we can still win, why wouldn't you want to do it?
What was the best thing you ever got for your offensive line? Did you do that?
I did. I did Rolexes for them. I did big screen TVs. I did a bunch of stuff for the offensive linemen. Those are my lifeline, you know. As a running back, that's your lifeline to success. And, I mean, you look at some teams now, you look at Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he's still a great running back. But the Jets offensive line was not very good. So, you know what happens? You don't look very good. And all of a sudden people say, oh, will he be with the Jets next year? Why wouldn't he? He's still a top 10 running back. But when you don't have the offensive line, it looks as though it's your fault.
Other than winning the ring, of course, what's the most enjoyable moment in your career? Is it even on the field? Is it just running somebody over? What did you enjoy doing the most during a game?
What I loved is imposing my will. I loved in the fourth quarter to watch guys turn down the hit. Guys like, oh, boy, we don't. And so I'm jumping around and I'm bouncing my head. And I'm doing all this. And those guys are actually not trying not to get eye contact. They're trying to look down because I'm whooping it up in them. I'm letting them know, hey, I'm coming. I'll be back to you in 25 seconds. You know, get ready. And so when you start to see those guys and their shoulders start slumping and they don't have an answer for you, that's what I love about the game of football.
Let's get our game prediction brought to you by Brancato's Catering. What do you got happening in the game on Sunday?
Oh, boy. Bus. I am rooting.
You're on in Kansas City.
I'm rooting. Wait. I'm rooting, rooting, rooting hard for Kansas City. But as a realist, I say San Francisco is the most complete football team in the game. And if they play anywhere close to their full capability, then Kansas City won't win this game. But I'm still rooting for Kansas City. Hopefully, Andy Reid can get it done.
And Jerome Bettis, you're here kicking off the Hurts Extra Mile campaign.
Yeah, it's a campaign, and the whole idea is Hurts wants to really celebrate and thank the Hurts the Gold Club reward members. And the idea is to create these really opportunities for the club members to experience certain things. And one of these experiences is going to be down here this Sunday at the big game. Yeah, you know, the 50 people have an opportunity to ride on a decked out bus, of course, right?
I mean, that checks out.
I mean, what's the best mode of transportation? A bus. Hello. And so they get an opportunity to get a great ride down to and from the game. And if you're not going to the game, all you have to do is take a picture, post it on Instagram, and tag it with @Hurts, and you have an opportunity to win $300 going to a future rental. So it's an opportunity for everybody to be involved in the moment and celebrate.
Jerome Bettis, the bus. Not many people have a better nickname than that. No, that's fantastic. Jerome, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Stopping by.
Appreciate it, guys.
I don't even have a nickname. Can you give me one?
The Motor.
The Motor.
The Motor. There you go.
Cody the Motor Tap.
There it is.
I've had worse.
Yeah, but it goes with it. The Motor. The Motor.
I am high energy, right?
That's right.
It's because I'm high energy.
High
octane. The Motor.
High
octane,
there
it is,
baby.
There it is.
The Motor. I'm high octane.
All our guests are brought to you by Rufus Teague. Feel free if you want as well. You can take a can of some barbecue sauce with you there, Jerome. That segment as well brought to you by TicketSolutions.com and Spanish Garden Foods. Coming up next, a chance of $1,000 in our national cash contest as we continue here from Radio Row in Miami.
The Motor.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The Fix and Flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.